תחת הנטרן פרק ד' משנה ד' בשלוש שורות של תלמידי חכמים יושבים לפניהם. There were three rows of תלמידי חכמים that sat in front of the דיינים when the דיינים were judging the cases that were brought before them. Three rows of תלמידים, each row had 23 תלמידים. The תלמידים also sat in a semi-circle, just the תלמידים sat on the ground while the דיינים sat on chairs. Now the reason why there were תלמידים that sat in front of the דיינים was because sometimes the Dayanim needed to bring an extra Dayanim. In a case where the Dayanim were split in their judgment, they would add two extra Dayanim. And sometimes, even when they are not split, they have to add Dayanim. For example, in a case where Rove Dayanim want to be Mechayev the Baal Din Misa. But the Rove Dayanim is only by a margin of one. And you can't be Mechayev somebody Misa by a Rove of one Dayan. So in that case also, they would add Dayanim from the Talmidim that sat in front of them. Kol echad ve'echad makir es makomo. Each Talmid knew exactly where he was supposed to sit. As the Talmidim sat in order of Chachma, the Talmidim that were bigger Chachamim sat in the front row, and the lesser Chachamim sat in the back rows. Hayu tzrichen lismoch. If Beis Din needed to be somech one of the Talmidim, they needed to authorize one of the Talmidim to become a Dayan. For example, in a case where one of the Dayanim died, so they would take one of the Talmidim to take his place, and they would give him smicha, somchen min harishona. They would be somech one of the Talmidim that sat in the front row, because as we said, the Talmidim that sat in the front row were the bigger chacham. Echad min hashnia balo l'rishona. Ve'echad min hashlishis balo l'shnia. All the Talmidim would move up a spot in a case where one of the Talmidim became a regular Dayan. One of the Talmidim from the second row would move up to the first row, and one of the Talmidim from the third row would move up to the second row. Uborin lehen od echad min ha-kol. Beis Din would then select one member of the kol at large to become a Talmid, to take over the place of the Talmid that became a regular Dayan. Umoshiben oso bashlishis, the new Talmid, would sit in the back in the third row. V'lo ha-yoyshei b'mkomo shal rishon. The new Talmud would not take over the spot where the first Talmud that became a Dayan had originally sat. Instead, the new Talmud would sit in a fitting place for him. Since he is a new Talmud, he has to sit in the back in the third row, and everybody else would move up a spot. How does Beis Din frighten Edom that are testifying on a capital case? And Beis Din wants to frighten the Edom to make sure that the Edom are not being made sheker, and they will be mechayev somebody misa who is not really chayev. Hayu machnisin oison u'ma'aymin aleim. Beis Din would bring the Edom into the Beis Din and frighten them by telling them the following: Shema taimru me'oymed u'mishmur. Maybe the Edom that you're about to say, you didn't really see for yourself. You only think this is what happened. Or maybe you only heard a rumor to this effect. Aid me p aid. Maybe you saw a different aid testifying in front of a different Beis Din. Umi p adam neman shamanim. Maybe you heard the aidus from somebody that you trust, but you did not see the aidus yourself. O shema iatem yodim shesofenu lifdag eschem bedrisha uvahakira. Or maybe you simply do not know that we are going to interrogate you with drishos and hakiros, haviyodin shalokidine mominis, dine nefashis. You should know that capital cases are not the same as monetary cases. Dine mominis, adam nosin mamon umischapelo. By dine mominis, even if an aid is made sheker and is mechayev somebody money who is not really chayev, he could repay the person that he was mechayev and he will have a kapara. Dine nefashos, Damo v'dam z'riyosav tluyim bo ad sofa ob. But by dine nefashos, if somebody is killed because of eid sheker, the person's dam and the dam of his children that would have been born had he not been killed are the fault of the eid sheker, the children that will be born until the end of the world, meaning all of the descendants that he might have had he not been killed, would be the fault of these 80 sheker that are mechayev him misa. Shekein matzinu b'kayim shaharag es achiv. As we find by Kayim that killed his brother Hevel, shenemar And the pasuk says, the blood of your brother is screaming. Eino omer dam achicha. It doesn't say dam achicha in the singular, ela dme achicha in the plural. Damo v'dam zari Yosef. The reason why it says dme in the plural, it is referring to the dam of Hevel and the dam of his children that would have been born had he not been killed. Dover acher, a different shot in dme achicha. Dme achicha shahaya damo mushloch ala eitin ba'ala avon. The reason why it says dme in plural is because his blood was all over the place on sticks and stones, as Chaim hit him with sticks and with stones, as he did not know where to hit him in order that he would kill him. Lefichach nivra Adam Yechidi. That is why Adam Harishon was created alone. He was the only person that was in the world. B'lamedcha. The reason is to teach you. Shekol ha-ma'abe nefesh achas me'yisrael. Anybody who destroys one nefesh from Yisrael, ma'ale Allah ha-kasov ki'ilu ibeid olam mali. The pasuk considers it as if he destroyed a complete world. As when Adam HaRishon was created, there was only one person. Adam HaRishon was the whole world, and therefore we should learn from there, killing one person is like destroying the whole world. V'chol ha-metayim nefesh achas me'yisrael. Anybody who sustains one person from Yisrael, ma'ala alav ha-kasuv ki'ilu kiyem olam mali. The pasuk considers it as if he sustained the whole world. This we also learn out from the fact that Adam HaRishon was created alone. He was the only person in the world. Another reason why Adam HaRishon was created alone, u'mepnei shalom habriyas. So there should be shalom between people. Shalo yomar Adam l'chaveru. Abba garo me'avicha. A person should not be able to tell his friend, my father is greater than your father. Everybody comes from the same person. Everybody comes from Adam HaRishon. So nobody can say, Abba garo me'avicha. U'shalo yehu minen oimrin. Harbe reshuyo yisbashamayim. Another reason why Adam HaRishon was created alone, so that the apikorsim should not be able to say that there are many creators in Shemayim, and just like a lot of people were created, so too there are a lot of creators. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only Adam HaRishon, so we should know there is only one creator. U'lahagid du'laso shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another reason why Adam HaRishon was created alone is to teach us the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'adam tovea kama matbeos b'chosem echad v'kulan domim. A person stamps many coins with the same stamper, and all the coins are the same, since they are stamped with the same stamper. Umelech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tova ko adam b'chos moshe adam HaRishon. All the people are stamped with the stamp of Adam HaRishon, as everybody in this world is a descendant of Adam HaRishon. Ve'ein echad mehen doma l'chaveru. Nobody is the same as his friend. Everybody looks like an individual different than his friend. Therefore, since we see that everybody is different, and just like everybody looks different, so too the daya of each person is different than the other one, so therefore a person should be able to say, the world was created for me, since each person is a distinct individual. V'shema toimru, ma lanu v'latzara hazot. Now after Beis Din frightens the Edom and shows the Edom how chamor it is to be gorem, that a person will be killed, maybe the Edom will say, what do we need to tzara? Why should we say Edus at all, since we might be gorem that a person will be killed, even if the Edus is emes? The answer to this is, b'halo kfar nemar, it already says in the pasuk, v'hu eid, O Ra, O Yada, Im Lo Yagid Begomer. The pasuk said if somebody is an aid, if somebody saw Edus, or he knew Edus, if he does not say over the Edus that he saw, then the pasuk continues, V'nasa Avono, he gets a sin, he is over on the Avera of Lo Yagid, so you are mechuyev to say Edus if you saw the Edus. V'shema Taimru Malon Ulacho B'domo Shoseh. Maybe the Edom will say, since it's so chamor to cause a person to be killed Why should we say the Eidus and cause him to be killed? Maybe it's better that we should be over on the Avera of Lo Yagid, of holding back Eidus, than to cause somebody to be killed. The answer to this is, V'haluk Bar Nemar says in the Pasuk, U'ba'avot Risham Rina. When Risham are destroyed, there is joy in the world. So therefore, the Eidim are not doing anything wrong by causing a Rasha to be killed. We are only frightening the Eidim so that they don't say Eidus Sheker and cause an innocent person to be killed.